We are in Simen Mem, Sif Gimel. Now, in Sif Beis, we had learned to Halacha that it's also L'shamesh Mitosai, or the Mishabur said L'asei Schochov, in the room where there are tefillin. And on that is an Eitzah of Kli B'seich Kli, but if the tefillin are Mechusa with two Kalim, and one is not Miyuchid Loi, so then it's considered that it is not being done bifnei hatfilin. So my mother then it's mutter. That we learned in Sif Beis. But now we're going to learn, we've got to be other in yonim, kli besayich kli will not help. So let's see, Sif Gimel. Afilu lohaniach betit bekli toich kli, osa lanichem tachas margoloisov. That means if he's going to, but let's say he's lying on a mattress and he wants to put the tefillin underneath the mattress, underneath his feet. And Nando will see underneath his feet includes, afilu, it's not directly underneath his feet, but it's on the side of his feet. So his feet are not over the tefillin, but they are on the side of the tefillin. So it's also, and here the Isser is, and here Kli B'Seich Kli won't help because this is a zilzul in the tefillin. I'm putting my feet over the tefillin, even though it's not directly over the tefillin. The tefillin are 2 feet away, but it's still, the tefillin are still underneath my feet, so this is a zilzul in the tefillin. It's also. V'chein also l'nicham tachas me'rashoysav k'neged roshay. Now, if I want to put the tefillin underneath my pillow. So here, there's a difference between the head and the feet of a person. It's underneath his feet, so a tefillin, it's not directly underneath his feet, it's 2 feet away, but that's called a zilzul in the kvoda tefillin that's underneath your feet. By my head, it matters. If I'm lying directly on top of the tefillin, let's say I'm lying on the pillow, and the pillow is directly mechuvan keneged my rosh. It's considered I'm lying on the tefillin. That's a zilzul of the tefillin. But if the tefillin are on the side of my head, that means I'm not lying directly on the tefillin, so then it's mutter. So the Bawi, and this is also, this is about zilzul and kveid that tefillin. That my feet should be over the tefillin, even though it's not directly over, and my head should be over the tefillin. There, it's also only if it's directly over the tefillin. Chaynosa l'nicham tachas me'rashoysav k'neged roshay. Here it means here it's only also if it's k'neged roshay. No, so we just said a merdik achilik. Kristachas merashoyse is only it's keneged roishe, but if it's on the side, it's mutter. And keneged tachas raglov is if it's on the side. That's the diuk of the lashon of the mechaber. Afilu bekli toichli, afilu bekli toichli, because this is a different issa. It's called a being mezalzu in the tefillin. Afilu ein ishtoi imoy. Afilu, there's no chash of tashmish. That means he won't be mishamish mitosi over here, but this is a new issa of zilzul in the covet of the tefillin. Avol sheloi keneged roshay. Now here he says, close, but if it's not directly underneath his head, im ein ishtoi imoy, we'll see by ishtoi imoy there's a new shayla. There's a shayla, maybe it'll be mishamish mitosai. So memele and so then there's an issue that the tefillin should be on the bed that is mishamish mitosai. Avosh loy keneged roshay im ein ishtoi imoy muta. So then, but then it's muta. What is if ishtay imoy? And poshet is ishtay imoy, and there is a tzad that he might be mishamish mitosay. So then, tzorich kli b'soich kli. So then you need kli b'soich kli. But I'm makel. We'll see, there's a kul over here. So So the tefillin is on the mitzvah that he's mishamish mitosai. So there you need it to be kli b'soich kli, and also it should be shaloi keneged roishai. But let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Keneged roishai, shul gam kein derech b'zoyim. That means if it's mamish opposite his head, he's lying on the tefillin, this is derech b'zoyim. Mutter, but you like a neged roishoy, so that means he's lying on a pillow, and the tefillin are next to the area where his head is. He's not lying, his head is not directly on the tefillin. So it's mutter. Afilu shaloi bechli klau. So it doesn't have to be bechli, because here there's a different Indian against it. It's a zilzul to rest your head over the tefillin, but it's not over the tefillin, so what am I doing wrong? Rak sheminichem b'inyin, but he should put it, b'inyin shlo yizgalgulu misham letzodim, gan sheminichon, he puts it in a oifen that it shouldn't roll out. So he's putting it underneath the pillow. So this is mutter, there's no zilzul. And then there's no chash she might roll out. Besaych kli. Mimishli maitzah kli besaych kli. Vahaynu. So that means if it's ishtoi imoi, and there is a possibility he'll be mishamish mitosai. The hainu shemenichon besoich kli, he puts it in a kli, oi kisa meyuchad lehem, or there's a special kis that's meyuchad for the tefillin, tachas hakar, and there's a pillow over it. So now it has two coverings. Dakar mikli kli sheni, so the pillow is called a second keli. Oy shi yinichem b'li kli klal tacha shnei korim. He should put it under two pillows. If you put it under two pillows, so that's kli besoich kli. Now, but here we are doing something that is not too proper. That means, like this, we have, if it's in the room, he's mishamish mitosai, so then a kli b'sei kli is good. So it's called a not being mishamish lifnei ha-tefillin, since the tefillin are mechuse. But over here, it's on the bed that he's being mishamish mitosai. That already is not so poshet. So he says, "V'lehitiru chachomim laniach tefillin tachas merashoysof kshe'ishto imoy afilu bekli toiskli elo kedei sheyishtamru min haganovim v'hachborim." That means here we needed a special heter. That means we're talking about people who wore the tefillin the whole day. And now he's laying down on a mitzvah, the ishta yimai, he took off the tefillin. And this is, he wants to be mishamish mitosai. And the only place he has to put the tefillin is on the bed that he's being mishamish mitosai, which is not so the kovedik to the tefillin. But afal pi kein, it's mutter. But this heter is only that means that he was wearing tefillin, and the only place he can put them, unless he keeps them outside of the room, so then this chashash ganovim might take it, or achborim might take it. So he has to have the tefillin in his access. And the only way he can do it is by putting it on the mitzvah, shaloi kenegid roshe. So they were matter. That it means it's not called Yimishamish Lifnei Tefillin, because it's Kli B'Soich Kli. Aye, it's on the mitzvah that you're being Mishamish Mikotzvei, they were meikul, because he doesn't have a neitzvah. Lefichoch, im yesh leimokim acher shemishtam rimshom. But if there's another place in the room, that he can put the tefillin another place in the room, where also the achborim and ganavi won't have an access to it, then you shouldn't put the tefillin in the mita that he's been mishamish mitose. Umiyu im yesh lamayla merashoysov mokim yoytzim in a mita shugavoy yesh loysha tvochem. But what if he has like a shelf that's 3 tvochem higher than where he's laying? That means as long as it's not on the meter, it's lamailam in a meter, lamatam in a meter, three tvochim, so don't say lovo, so that one is permitted to do it. That's called a different mocking. On the meter alone, it's also. Yes. Yes.
One person sits between the bed, the gemet has it on.
That's a mechitza. A mechitza. A curtain is not a portion of a mechitza. I mean a mechitza that's up. It's not, but you have to have a mechitza that's right in the room. So you need a mechitza attack. But it's a mechitza that makes it like a different room.
My wife's food, which is in the diaper, is part of the room.
Over the Svarim.
Oh, no,
like over the Svarim. That's not good, right? Over the Svarim. It's not too bad. It's not... No, that could be as good. That's also, but see, it's not supposed to be Kli besides Kli. I see, Svarim is... So could be, it means the Svarim, it's not, you don't have glass doors to it. You have the Svarim alone, and then you have... I hear. Okay. Could be that's better. Well, that mechit, yeah. That mechit is... No, let me just tell you something. There's two types of mechitzes. There's a mechit that is matter to do something. Now, let's talk about... Let me tell you something. I have, let's talk about tefillin. I have tefillin in the room, and he wants to be mishamish mitosa, so he makes a mechitza. The mechitza, halachically, can be 10 tvochim high. As long as it's a mechitza, it's not bit beruach. So this
table?
Table, yeah. It's, I mean, you can move it back and forth, like the mechitzas in the shul, but al kaponim, it's not a wobbly mechitza. So such a mechitza, halachically, divides the room. This is Mishamish Mitosi in one room, and then I can say Gurasi, Kadados, and finish your name. No. So then it's wobbly if it's firm. So that doesn't ever tell us Mechitza. A Mechitza has to be Oymet Baruch Matsuya. Yeah, that's right. They have to have a Tejas Mechitza. That's it. There's other halachas of kisui. We're having halachas of kisui that a kisui is also motivated. Two kisuyim, or sometimes one kisui is enough. Kisui does not have a teiras mechitze. It's in the same room, but if the tefillin are covered with two kisuyim, it's also motivated. But there's a heter of kisui, there's a heter of mechitze. I mean, just to say, to understand the chilek, in Shabbos, let's talk about Shabbos. In Shabbos, if I want to put up an Ezra's, I want to put up a mechitza by Ezra's Noshim. I want the mechitza was pushed away by Mayrev, by day, the women come, I want to put up mechitza. So that mechitza is not matter anything. It's only Mishum Tznius. There's no Yisr. Tznius, that there shouldn't be a Tarul, it's between Noshim and Noshim. So this you're allowed to put up Shabbos. Masha'inkin, if a person wants to roll in a mechitza in his bedroom, in order to be mishamish metosai, so that mechitza is a matel. That means it's matel, it's awesome. No, I'm not talking about greatest. It's mutter, but it's called, then it's also alpoine. It's considered, I'm building in Shabbos. I made a mechitza that's called, I was boina mechitza. By Yeshua, it's not called, I was boina mechitza, because it's not matter anything. The same thing by kis, besides kis is also not called boina. This you also allowed to do Shabbos. You have to cover it with two pillows. So then it's a good custom. To make a mechitza materis is called boina. That means I created something. I made it into a separate room, halachically. Before it was one big room. Yeah. I made two rooms. Before I brought in the mechitza, it was one big room. And because it was one big room, I was not allowed to be mishamash mitose. Now I brought in this mechitza. Now I made it halachically two rooms. So that's called boina. By the same thing, you do the same thing by a sukkah. You'll go and roll a mechitza underneath. That's a shayla of boina. It's a shayla of boina. Because it's very interesting, shayla. Forget about it. Forget about the schach. Forget about the mechitzas of the sukkah. Forget about the schach. Yeah. It's a shrek. Yeah.
You sit down the
yeah. Yes. No. Yes. Because here there wasn't a wall. It was there by the wall, but here there wasn't a wall. Yeah. But the shul is not matter, I'm telling you. There it's not called, it's also to daven. It's all tznius. You shouldn't have a talubis of men and women. Because it's not matter, I'm telling you.
It's not matter, why are
you getting into movement? Well, I'll sneeze, I'm telling you. No, I'm telling you, this is a heter of sneeze, and this is a heter of...
Heter or not born?
What?
It's a heter or it's not born?
It matters why you're doing it. If you're doing it for sneeze purposes, that's not called boina. I'm not doing...
It's a heter of this born.
No, it's not called by now. You're not accomplishing it.
I didn't accept it yet. You want me to convince you to convince?
Okay. Let's go.
That's it. If you mean the conservative.
Okay, fine. Right, now.
That's not funny. You said you won't tell me. Maybe not you are responsible. You never said, just a second. I need 10 times. Okay, it's not born. Okay.
Yeah, it's only boina if it's matter. No, so that's not called a heter. The year to
us. Why is he moving? Tell me the rav, the curtain that's mounted in the ceiling for the truck and that folding 20 pieces in a bowl. The also sliding in public is also boina. But the whole purpose of this is to open the floor.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to walk in my house from the roof, not on the roof. That's what he's telling me, it's bonnet. What's bonnet?
Okay.
The house, okay, but you have a window. If the hinge is broken, and you could close the window, you're not allowed to close the shower because the hinge is broken. Sometimes you have a
kid in the shower,
you could put back the hinge.
Yeah,
the hinge.
That's bonnet. That is, that's a bonnet.
That's a
bonnet. That's
a
classic bonnet.
But they give me an answer to do that. Not the window.
Okay, well, let's we're going off on a tangent. Chief Dalit, Ishtai imay bamite, ve'einai reitzer l'shamish. Now, so till now we're talking about ein Ishtai imay. Ishtai imay, nishtai means could be he'll want to be mishamish mitosai. So then, you need kli b'seichli. Ishtai imay bamite, ve'einai reitzer l'shamish. Yeah. So he's not interested in being mishamish. Mikri ein ishtai imay. So we just said like this. Ein ishtai imay don't need kli b'seichli. But it's ishtai imay ve'einai reitzer l'shamish. So he doesn't have an intent to be mishamish. So that's called ein ishtai imay. So you don't need kli b'seichli. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Mikri v'taz oisa liyais ishtei imoi bamita atzi yaniach atzilin kli b'seichli. Shemo Yishkach V'Yishamesh V'Himashme B'Bir HaGol. So the Taz is Choyle on the Mechaber. The Mechaber says that there's no Rotzen at the present time L'Shamesh. So I'm not Chayish that will change his mind. And the Taz says one has to be Chayish. One can never know. He might change his mind. So therefore, so now there's a Merdike Bir Aloche. The Bir Aloche explains as follows. If it's Ishtoi Imoi, he's not thinking to be Mishamish, he's not thinking not to be Mishamish, he's not thinking anything. So then it's Sicha also. Then it's Sicha also, he might be Mishamish Mitosoi. But the Mechaber speaking about Bein Eroi, he made up his mind, no, he's not going to be Mishamish. So then the Mechaber also, he made up his mind, so I don't have to be Chayish, he might change his mind. And therefore, I don't have to put the tefillin kli b'seichli. And the Taz says, is machmer. A fellow, he made up his mind one way, can still change his mind, and will be Mishamish. So Mamela, one should put a kli b'seichli. Now, Sif Hey, Lahanicham Bamito Keneged Tzidoi Dinon Kisachas Margoloizot. Now, let us just see the Mishnah Berurah and try to explain. Dinam Shepa'omim Misapech Bamito V'Yishkav Aleihem. Now, let's try to explain this a little bit. We had two aloches. We had aloche if it's underneath his pillow. So directly underneath his head, it's mutter. Underneath his head, I'm sorry, it's osa. Next to his head, it's mutter. That's the din by roishay. Keneged roishay is osa. Shloi keneged roishay is mutter. By the feet we had, if it's under the feet, afilu, it's not directly under the feet, it's on the side of the feet, it is also. That alone is a zilzul to the tefillin, that the tefillin are underneath my feet. Now, we're talking about a third case. I'm lying on the bed, and the tefillin are next to me. I'm not lying on the tefillin. But here there's a suffix, I might, during my sleeping, I might turn over on the tefillin. Now, so this is, that means that the present, so this, Behemison, is a new concept. That means by Roshoy, if it's next to the Rosh, it's Mutter. And for some reason, I'm not Chayish, maybe he might turn over and lay on the tefillin. By Roshoy, I'm not Chayish. The Baal is not lying on the tefillin, it's Mutter. By Raglov, Afilu, it's also period. If it's underneath his feet, it's also. By Tzidoi, on his side, so here's the Zachshash, he might turn over during his sleep on the tefillin. So the Mechaber says that it's also Shepomim Misapech Bamita V'Yishkav Aleim. So that is the Shittas of Mechaber. So we made a Gzeire by Tzidoi. Now anudim, safsolim shebebeis haknesses. You have benches in shul. Shetachas asafsolim yesh teivo latzni yisham talus utfilin. But you're sitting on a kabi. So here we have to understand. It's a big zilzul. That means to put tefillin underneath the mattress, underneath my feet. If it's not underneath my feet, it's on the side of my feet. That's called the zilzul and the tefillin. And if I'm mamish sitting on the tefillin, I'm sitting mamish on the tefillin, so this l'chayre is a big zilzul. This is a zilzul to the tefillin. Now, that's what he's speaking about. So, Absalom Shebebeis HaKnesses, Shetachas, Absalom Yesh Teva, Latni Yisham Tal Setul. Yesh Oimrim, the Osa Leishev Alas Absalom, Yesh Matir. So, there's a machloikis in this. That's right. Aval kshayesh chalal tefach ba'ateva poni. But if the box that he's sitting on is a chalal tefach poni, so that means like this, that means, let's say, here's the box. The box is over here. The tefillin are here. And from the tefillin till the bench, there's a halal tefach. There's a tefach in between. So then we consider the tefillin find themselves in a new oihel. This is a different reshut. So memela, so this is a oihel b'fnei atzmai. So then everyone holds that it's mutter. No, you have to have an oil, Mr. Madoff. The Gemara says there's a Ruach Ro, the Ruach Ro goes on it. Yeah. Now here we're not talking about sleeping, we're talking about sitting. What? Yeah, I'll upon him. I mean, this is very much Nigeria by it going on an airplane. You put it underneath the seat. So, let's just wait 1 minute. A Baal Nefesh. Even though there's an oil tefach, you should be machmer. Ki tefillin yesh lizoyer b'tushosan ma'oy. V'kvoi b'masmerim lakoyso. But what is if this teva is attached to the wall? That means kolzman, the Bible we're talking about like a portable teva. So there's a shail of the oil tefach. Does it make it a shame oil? Does not make it a shame oil. But if the teva is banged into the wall, mutaleishav al asav. So that's cool. That the he has no shaykh. Assume this is a chelik of the bayis. That is what it's kavua to. The teva is kavua to the bayis. Now, by an airplane, even though the chair is kavua to the floor, I don't know, here it means that since the teva has to be kavua, then the teva is considered part of the bayis. Now, sivo, shochach b'shimesh mitosei b'tfilin. Now, it was mishamesh mitosei b'tfilin. He was wearing tfilin. Yeah. But they wore tfilin the whole day. And Al Kaponim Shochach, let me just tell you something, Rabbi. Let me just tell you something So Shochach, we have to understand like this. We're speaking about those Meshamesh Mitosai Bayayim. Now Kan Shei Laben. The bayim is also, but it's yitzchay tokva, it's mutar. So that's what we're talking about. He taka tzaddik. We're talking about a yid na tzaddik that wears tefillin the whole day. He's wearing the tefillin. He lay down. Now all of a sudden it's yitzchay tokva and this sechachomem or chaim hakodesh. Maybe Rechem HaKodesh, that Yitzchak was Meshamesh Mitosei Bayoim. And then, so the Rechem HaKodesh says, Yitzchak Tokvoi. So Memel is Mutter Bayoim. So, this is the Frumkeit. This is the Frumkeit. What? Yeah, but Rechem HaKodesh says it. He brings a Gemong Subh, it's the same thing. There's a Meisah with Robert. Yeah, the same thing. That was Yitzchak Tokvoi, and Memela, so thus it says, Taka Tzadik, he wears tefillin, and now Yitzchak Tokvoi, and now, about this, he didn't have sich to take off the tefillin. Yeah, so now it's as I, Shachach Vashimish Mitosei B'tefillin. So now we're afraid, maybe he touched a mokim betunis. Amokim etunef does not mean amokim achusa shebeguf. It means he touched shechazera or something else. So now he has a problem. So his hands are metunef. To touch the tefillin, to take them off, he also can't do that. Layechais loy bebatim v'loy beretzuis. Achi yitol yodov, he has to wash his hands. Minei shadayim askon yisem v'shem anogu b'mokim ati noifetz. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Look to Mishnah Berurah. Achi yitol yodov v'achakach. So first he washes his hands. V'achakach he halts, and then he can take off the tefillin. But at the present time, he has to know he shouldn't lose himself. Now his hands are matuna, he can't touch the tefillin. He washes his hands, and then he takes off the tefillin. Yoshan behem v'ro keri, layecha is bebatim. So layecha is bebatim, and layecha is beretzue umeser oisam. Now what is over here? That was Rokeri. So Bemel, that's also a zilzul in the tefillin, that his goof is metunef, so Bemel, so he can alkapon him, he should take it off from the ritzus, v'yitol yodov, and then he should wash his hands. Avalacha kach mutol lanich and afa pishu tomei. This is very important to know. Even though it was rokeri, whatever was, now, afterwards, he washes his hands. He puts on. He doesn't have to go to the mikveh. He puts on this. He puts on the tefillin again. Half a piece of tameh, and there's no problem with that. And let's see ches. Anichnas l'sudas kvar. A person goes into a sudas kvar. Chilton minichan al shulchan atzman brocha. Amaridik esach. People were thrown the whole day. They're coming to a sudas kvar. So we're not matter. A person to eat a sudas kvar wearing the tefillin, because he might become shtikel, and then he'll be misgane. So he takes off the tefillin, and he puts it on the table. Why he's put it on the table? Because as soon as he's going to bench, he's going to put it on again. He wears tefillin the whole day, every minute is precious. The Chazal asked for him to wear tefillin b'shas asudas kvar because he might get shikah, so he has to take it off. But he puts it on the shulchan that the minute he finishes the eating, he'll put it back on again. Atzman broche till benching, b'chayzeh menichon. So, but the Chazal asked to wear the asudas kvar, aval achilas aray en tzorich l'cholza. But the person is only eating an achilas aray. He wants to eat a l'chaim by a kiddush. He wants to drink a coffee. He wants to continue eating, continue learning. He wants to wait until he wants to drink a coffee now. But this is an achila sare, and so l'choltam, this he can eat with the tefillin on. Choltam, the yeshloch Hashem yishtake b'sud yizkana b'tefillin. Al ha'shulchan v'yishim izamonim le'ilachze onichem b'shach b'roche. That should be there. So when he by the bench, he's able to put on the tefillin. Avo, Akishasudas Ara is muta, the Sefer Shulchan Shlomim is tapik, the Evshut is a davke, Mishimanicham kol hayoyim. This cooler, that they were mata, Nechilas Arai, he's wearing it the whole day, so he didn't want to tell him to take it off. Avoloi Mishabatul Nich Bishas Krishma tefillin. This is what the Shulchan Shlomim says, but they bring down, there are a lot of Mekilim, the Chsam Sefer, the Chazanish, El. If a person wants to learn another half an hour in tefillin, and someone is a yoltzitz, he wants to say a lechayim. So he can say the lechayim, and if some zaynis or dos, or he wants to learn another half hour with tefillin, he's a little tired. So he wants to drink a coffee with the Danish. So kaponim, that, and chazanish. There's others also. The Maram Shik, I think also. Maram Shik said, and chazam said. Ari, Nira the Shir Achim Asari, Yukebeya, Chedin Suki, Bissima Tovche, Shlom Atas, Ayin Shom. Could be sitting is worse. Sitting is worse than laying. That means that they bring down, if I sit on a bench next to me, it's filming. Could be that's worse. Sitting. Could be something. I'm laying. It's, yeah. What do you mean? And the, under the mattress? Under the
mattress. On the floor. You have the box springs and you have the mattress. Almost 6 1 inch.
And the floor is not so posh if you put another shadow.
But now it's under the floor.
Carpet is this. Floor, box, and then the box. In the box. Okay, in the box. So that he said.
But I'm talking about the house. When you want to have a kitchen.